7 hacks of profitable Facebook ads if you're into wholesale real estate. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, if you're into wholesale real estate in 2000 and digital, I need to get my 2000 and digital. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I am the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about the 7 hacks of profitable Facebook ads if you're into wholesale real estate. That's what we're going to talk about. Now, if you're into wholesale real estate in 2000 and digital, I need to get my 2000 and digital shirt to stop talking about driving for dollars. But if that's what you're into, I'm going to share with you 7 secrets, okay? 7 secrets that you need to take note of, okay? With that being said, let's first of all, I have a question that we're going to answer together, but let's talk about this real quick. It's a quick quote for you. Wholesaling real estate in the ever-evolving digital and information required digital age, okay, requires a few shifts in the way you advertise. Duh, right? Attention, right? There are 7 hacks that I go through in this lesson that you need to pay attention to. Namely, we're going to talk about that in a second, okay? So first of all, let's dive into the question here. Question says, I don't understand what the issue is. Me either. Yesterday, I created my Facebook ad, and when I check it this morning, it shows that there are 119 clicks. Okay, 119 clicks. That means somebody is clicking onto your website 119 times, right? Or they clicked on your ad 119 times, or they clicked on the like button 119 times, or they clicked on the comment in the area 119. There's a click on the ad for 119 times, but no one left his info on my Carrot page. A Carrot page is basically a company called Carrot that gives all the landing pages for $97 a month. Okay, basically they have all the templates for real estate stuff, but you know, good job, Carrot. Could you help me with this? Enjoy the video. All right, so let's talk about this real quick. So this person set up an ad and one day got 119 clicks. And where's the deal? Where are the deals? Okay, here's where the deals are. The deals are in these 7 things I'm about to share with you. Basically, if you don't understand these 7 things, you probably are gonna waste money in any kind of marketing. It's not even just online marketing or Facebook ads, okay? You're gonna waste money if you don't understand how to look at analytics, if you don't understand how to look at insights and understand that these are real people and you need to track how they're taking action on your ads, okay? And if you're not doing that in the digital and information age, there's a good chance you're gonna waste a lot of money and time and not close any deal or close 1 or 2 deals. And then you figure out, well, this business is not worth it, right? This is a real business. So you have to track as much as you can. There's also something called over-tracking. We'll talk about that another page. But for the most part, most people are not even tracking. They're just basically stuck on the one deal away mindset. There's nothing wrong with one deal away mindset, but we gotta put things in proper context, okay? One deal away is simply means you're one deal from changing your life. Usually that's not true either, but we get it. We're trying to inspire you so you can just chase after that one deal, right? Got it. But for those of you that want to build a real business here, much more than one deal, much more than one transaction in any given month, let's talk about what you need to work. Dual up. Okay, number one, dual up. That means D-U-A-L-O-P. That means dual operation. Most people don't realize that this business is actually a dual operation, meaning you need 2 types of leads, okay? So you need to be generating sellers, you need to be generating buyers, because you're kind of in between. That's what a wholesaling is, right? Wholesaling is the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties for able and willing investors. You get paid by assigning the contract of the deals to the buyers, right? So you're dealing with, unlike most businesses, you're dealing with 2 different type of leads. You need to generate sellers, you need to generate buyers, okay? So right now here with the 11 days challenge, we're teaching people how to generate buyers and skip all of the 80% of the hustle. If you want to learn more about that, just go to 11dayschallenge.com, right? Because that will get you closer to the deal, because money is in the hands of people, the buyer specifically, right? Clicks is the second thing you need to understand. When people click over to a website, that's literally real human beings taking an action towards what you have to offer, okay? So 119, that's cute. You got 119 of them, but somehow they're not taking action. You know why? Because you're missing the third hack, which is called CPL, cost per lead, okay? Or conversion per lead, or CPL rate. How many people are actually opting in compared, okay, compared to how many people that are actually clicking, right? Opting in means they fill out their information and information about the property. How many people are doing that? Well, if you got 113 clicks and nobody opted in, if you're generating sellers, if you're trying to generate sellers, seller leads, right? It's actually not that bad, okay? You may have to generate 1,000 before you, 1,000? Wow, that's crazy. How much am I paying per click? Good question. Maybe 300 clicks, right? Before you get one deal. Bottom line here is this. Your budget with that method, which is going after sellers, right? Your budget really needs to be, it needs to be healthy, okay? You need to have budget bandwidth, okay? And your bandwidth can come in the form of how much money you're spending per month or how consistent you can be. Those who stick around the game long enough always win. Okay, that's the key thing. But the key word is enough. What is enough for you? What is enough for your location? We don't know what that is, right? It depends on other factors, right? So CPL and then the cost, the lead conversion rate, okay? Lead conversion rate, action conversion rate. Some people call it LCR. Some people call it ACR. So now if you're going after building a list of buyers as opposed to sellers, most people are not teaching buyers. They teach you to go to meetups and find buyers, and most of those buyers are not going to buy from you either, right? But if you learn how to generate buyers for the game, for everyone else that's already chasing after sellers with driving for dollars, right? You will win this game a lot faster. Not only that, your business is going to be more on a solid foundation because, number one, you don't have to spend as much and you don't have to wait until 1,000 clicks before you get a lead. You get a lead like that, $2, $1. At most $5 if you're just getting started, right? And you have a lead coming in, plus you get to be able to monetize the list better because these people are coming into the game to become part of the game, right? They're called buyers because they're gonna keep buying. They're investors in the game, right? So that's why the fourth hack is list monetization. List monetization. You have to be able to monetize that list so you can flip that money back into the market and market more and more. But when you have to wait for one deal before you can market more and more, you're gonna go broke, okay? For the most part, you're gonna go broke, okay? You're gonna have a few success stories here and there, which is of course what the gurus will shine light on, but most people go broke trying to do this. If you're building a list or you're building clicks and there's no way to monetize unless you close a deal, you're gonna go broke. I'm sorry, that's just the way it's gonna be. All right, the fifth thing here, okay, let's see here, sorry, the sixth, okay? So the first one is dual up. You need to understand this is a two-side type of business. Sellers and buyers need to be generated, right? Clicks, we already talked about that. Clicks doesn't mean anything. Which part of the game are you going after, right? List building, right? You gotta be list building. That's the third one. Fourth one, need to understand CPL, okay? You need to understand the click-through rates. How much are you paying per lead and stuff like that. Then fifth one is list monetization. You need to be able to monetize that list before you close deals. That's how you're able to flip more money and possibly even feed your family before you close a deal, okay? JV deals, okay? When you have a list of hungry people who are trying to buy more deals, buy more fix and flips, and you're building that list perpetually, you can sell not just your deals, you sell other people's deals and they will love you for doing it because many of them are getting stuck with contracts that they can't flip, right? So, and the last part here is storytelling. The seventh one, okay, which you don't have to get into immediately, but at some point, the people that knows how to tell a story, okay, and tell it to the masses always win the game. That's why your gurus stay winning, because they're telling stories, not just their story, other people's stories. They're building a personal brand. Those are the people that will last the game of wholesaling. Those are the people that will last the game of digital marketing. Those are the people that will last the game of any kind of marketing. People that have authority, people that have Google calls it the EAT: expertise, authority, and trustability. How are you going to have trustability if all you're doing, nobody can find your footprint on the internet? We have a struggle. The future of wholesaling is not looking too good with traditional stuff. That's all I have to tell you. And if you want to get into the future right now, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and download this book for free, okay? If you go there right now, I'll also give you this bonus one, Real Estate Money Secrets, all for free. Hopefully you've been educated, enlightened. I will see you on the next one, and peace.